Let's get started.
Welcome to Podcast Powertrain. This show is all about building a dominant brand by launching a top-rated podcast to get your message out to the world. My name is Paul Tokizolu, and I host the Beyond Homo Sapien podcast.
And I am Tim Holloway, the host of the Stoic Entrepreneur podcast.
Do you want to join the number one social media platform for alpha podcast hosts? Go to alphapodcasters.com. You'll be able to network with hundreds of podcast hosts just like yourself, and you'll be able to get all the support you need inside of that group. Go to alphapodcasters.com and hit join.
Have you thought about starting a podcast, but you want to make sure that you do it the right way? Well, we help alpha entrepreneurs establish dominant brands by building a top-rated podcast in 14 days or less. So if you're looking to start a podcast, visit podcastpowertrain.com, fill out an application, and we'll see if you have what it takes.
Thanks for listening. Let's get started building your dominant brand.
I was just saying,
yo,
what is up, everyone? Welcome to another episode.
So we're going to jump into the logistics in this one, man. We cover some really good topics, really thinking about, you know, getting real about who you are and being yourself and getting into your passion and how that creates your message and stuff. So now we're going to talk about like logistics, because that's just as important as anything else. Like, cool, you got a message, you got something, what do we do now is the key. So we're going to dive into that in this episode. So by this time, you probably chose your topic. You kind of chose your name. You probably chose your show format. And that could be, Paul, talk a little bit about show formats and how to like be open to maybe multiple different ones or something.
Absolutely. So when we're talking about show formats, the main ones that come to mind are, is this going to be an interview-based show? Is this going to be a solo podcast where it's just going to be you talking? Is this going to be you and a co-host? So it's going to be the same, it's going to be maybe two or three people, but the same two or three people every time. Or is it going to be a fictional podcast where, and obviously these are a little more in the minority, I would say, but they definitely are out there as people who have a fictional story that they want to tell over the podcast. So they might be reading it kind of similar to an audiobook, basically. So that's kind of that might be multiple people. It might be one person, but it's kind of its own thing, in my opinion, because it might have music to it. Like there's kind of a little bit more to it. But what I'm going to suggest on this is that if you're looking to launch your podcast and get it out there, assuming it's not a fictional podcast, we might do a separate video on that someday, but we're going to talk about, this is nonfiction, but I would say do a solo, just to get started, because at the end of the day, you can always get into having a co-host on later. You can get into batching up a lot of interviews and start interviewing people. But in the beginning, especially unless obviously your co-host is sitting right next to you now listening to this, you might have a co-host already, but if you're watching this or listening to it, you're probably looking to just get started. So I'd say just get started with solo and just go solo in the beginning, because it's going to build your confidence on the mic and it's going to help the listener connect with you. And you're the person who's starting the show. And if you're listening to this, you're probably an entrepreneurial person who to have made it to this far in the content and have, resonated with our messaging enough that you found this video. So you're probably an entrepreneur if you're watching or listening to this. So, if you ever want to monetize the show, if you have any sort of service that you want to promote through the podcast, or maybe if you have coaching, or if you have some larger message that you as an entrepreneur are trying to share, they have to get to know you. So, and also, it's going to be the easiest to record. And here's the thing, like if you're watching this, you probably have some resistance to getting started because it's uncomfortable to put yourself out there. So at the end of the day, don't make excuses here. Don't make this harder than it has to be. Don't waste time trying to book interviews or trying to coordinate with some friend of yours to do the co-host thing. Just get started today, right now, after you watch this video, by, pulling out your phone or downloading one of the free apps that we're going to talk about where you can just get started on your computer today after you watch this video and just get started sharing your story. I mean, that something that we coach a lot of our clients through is, you know, doing a really short coming soon trailer episode for your podcast that you can knock out in under 5 minutes, you know, an origin story episode where you basically just share your story, you know, for 10, 15, 20 minutes. And then, you know, something else where you can share your opinion on something going on in your industry. So I want to turn it over to Tim because he's definitely the mastermind kind of around that process that we've built for the clients. So I wanted to hear from you, Tim, like, what is that process that you help people through so they can basically get this podcast out there and launched today, you know, or this weekend? Yeah, because that's really what we're trying to do here. Get this show published so we can start, you know, recording more. We can start promoting. And obviously publishing more content, because that's what.
Yeah, absolutely. So what I recommend is hire an amazing team like us. No. But what I'm going to give you is like tips and tricks to do it yourself, because, you know, if you're watching this video, you're probably taking on the responsibility to kind of make things happen. So the one thing that I want to give you is like the actual like apps and different stuff that is really going to help you. So the first one is Canva. Canva is wonderful. Even in the free version of Canva, you can do so much with it. I think the paid version, I think we pay like 12 to 15 bucks a month, and then it has another plan. You don't have to go that route, but create some cover art, and they have a good way to do that. You don't want to rely on like Anchor FM's like cover art creation, because it's not going to produce something that kind of pops. So I would recommend start at your cover art and go inside of Canva. It's super simplistic. We actually have a video that we could probably link to this, or you can ask us for, but it walks us through the Canva and how to create your own cover art. And what I say about that is this, is that if you're going to be the face of your company, you got to be on the cover art. And if you're going to be on the cover art, then you have to be like looking, you know, at your audience, and you have to be, one mistake that I see a lot is that the people make themselves very small inside of their cover art. If you're going to be in the cover art, you need to, you know, be close to the top, and your body needs to be in there, and you just need to like own it. You need to own the page. If you're going for more of a company thing and a logo thing, there's nothing wrong with that. Create a nice, cool, company logo there. But yeah, check out that course on Canva on how to create cover art, because they judge a book by its cover. And so when they're scrolling inside of the podcast app, that's all they're going to see is your cover art. So if it looks like, you know, if it looks very, the word I'm looking for here is probably like, I'm looking for the word repulsive, but not that word. I'm looking for something that turns people off. You know, they look at your car off, they're turned off by it. You don't want that impression. So that's key.
I love it, man. You're totally right. Canva, if you are not hiring someone, you know, like us to do your cover art for you, then Canva, 100%, because that's what is key to launch this on Apple and Spotify's got to have the graphics. You know, so let's say they do that. Let's say that someone has that situated. What would you say they should do to get started recording for their launch?
Yeah. So I would go into YouTube audio library. They have free music in there. You can pay for like storyblocks.com, stuff like that. But like get some awesome music that creates the feel of what you're talking about. So if you're like meditative and you're like calm and you're, you know, you're in the forest or something, you want to create that feeling as people enter in to your podcast. If you're like hyped up and you come in like all excited, you want something that really hypes people up, and then you come in, hey, what's up? You know, glad to be at you. So whatever the mood you're trying to portray. So you got the cover art. And then they come in with the intro music that really demonstrates your mood. That's going to be key to retention. So going in from there is equipment, man. You gotta sound halfway decent, man. My first podcast, I did whatever I want. It was a kind of a nature thing. I took my podcast. I did the podcast, and I would climb up the mountain, and I'd be huffing and puffing, and all this stuff. And I got so many negative reviews that it would be a good podcast, but the sound quality stinks. Or it would be a good podcast if I wasn't hearing you breathe heavy the whole time. You know, so it's like these little small things is okay. So you got the cover art, you got the intro music. Now think about showing up the best possible way you can with sound, and you can do this via phone. There's some really good phone microphones. So sound quality is super important.
Man, you're so right. My first podcast was recorded on my phone while I was driving. And it was absolute crap. It sounded like shit. Couldn't hear anything. And man, you're right. You know, what I always tell folks is like a USB headset is one of the best things you can do. Like this one that I'm wearing right now is a really good one. You know, if you're on a budget, like this one was $25 on Amazon. You know, if you want something a little bit pricier, the Blue Yeti, this one here that I'm using, we'll put a bunch of links below that you can check out for various different budgets. But at the end of the day, again, you don't want to let this hold you up. And, you know, if you, again, especially if you're on a budget, you know, just hitting that record button on the phone, getting a halfway decent USB microphone, is key, you know, something absolutely together so that you're doing your best.
Yeah. My personal favorites are, so this is the mic I'm speaking through right now. This is the Shure SM7B, I think. It is top of the line. It sounds really, really great. But the one for my phone is just this little thing. It looks like a butt plug. Excuse my French, but you know, it's only 150, and it's a Shure mic, and it sounds really, really good inside a phone. I actually use this for recording videos too. So I record through my phone, and I put it in, and it gets good sound quality even for video. This is a super, super good one. So yeah, getting your sound quality straight is going to be key. After that is choosing your platform. There's so many out there. And they each have their like little pros and cons. So we'll talk about that real quick. Anchor FM, pros, cons. Pros is that it's pretty simplistic. You know, their stats are pretty accurate. They give you a distribution, to the platforms very simplistically, but, they kind of own your podcast. So you got to think about that is when communication goes through a second party and it's not through you, you don't actually own the information. They create a temporary email for your podcast that communicates with them and not you. Okay. That's not good. And so they submit to Apple for you. And that means that you don't have access to the data that Apple would provide you as one of their customers. So I say, if you're going to go with Anchor, which is pretty neat, I got to admit, pretty neat, submit to the platforms yourself. And we have a sheet filled with the 20 RSS feeds, man. If you're launching your podcast, you're going to want this document. So definitely get that.
I love it. And personally, I use Libsyn. I've always used Libsyn, and they're really fantastic. And you can use coupon code underdog to get your first month off, by the way. And just so everyone knows. And fantastic platform. That's what we use for our clients when we're setting them up. And I like Anchor from what I've heard, but I had the same complaint that it looks to me like they own your feet. And that's one of the most important things with podcasting to consider is having ownership over your hosting, and especially these days, you know. And Libsyn, it's a little more difficult to set up from a technical perspective, but way worth it, you know, if you can do that. But Anchor, like you said, is totally a great option, especially if you're very technically challenged. You know, if you're looking for that easy route, if you don't have someone like us doing it for you, then, you know, obviously, you know, it's, you got to do what you got to do. But yeah, and then once you get that account set up, you can be recorded, and then you just grab that RSS feed and you can submit that to Apple, to Spotify, and like you said, everywhere else on that document. So all these resources we're talking about, we'll put down in the links below. So just check that out. And yeah, you'll have everything you need to get started.
Yeah, yeah. So I use, I've used a lot of different platforms. I currently use Simplecast. I have used SoundCloud, Libsyn, Anchor, and Podbean. And I could say that the, you know, platforms are platforms, but you know, each one has their own benefit. SoundCloud, for example, they have a lot of people on their platform. They do have a lot of podcast listeners there. It's kind of got this reputation of this old way to distribute music, but it's evolving into a podcast platform. So that's pretty neat to have access to a lot of people. Like, for example, Libsyn doesn't have, there's nobody there. They don't have a platform to hand. They're just hosting. So like SoundCloud has a lot of people there. And so there's like just different things to think about. Like, what do you want? I think Libsyn is the most professional, and they don't share your information and all the different things. Anchor FM wants to make money off you. That's why they give it for free. They want to make money through ads. So they're gathering data from you, and they're selling your services and stuff like that. So consider those things. Simplecast, that's it. The word. It's simple. You just kind of go through and press each button, and they got the, all the RSS feeds there. And so it, they kind of make it easy for you. And the stats are really good. That's where my podcast is too. Simplecast stats, super, super good. So yeah, each one has their own benefits, but pick one, what you want to do. And we have a video, and it shows the RSS feeds, and it shows how to distribute each RSS feed. Make sure you're in every place possible, every place. You know, Amazon is on that list. If you want to say, hey, Siri, play something podcast, and you want that to play your podcast, you got to submit it. You got to be there. So that's key.
I love it, man. So let's talk briefly about those first few episodes. So let's say someone's listening to this and they're ready. They're like, okay, I've got my microphone, I've got my cover art, got my intro, I've got my hosting service. And obviously the last thing they need is those MP3 files. They need those actual audio files of the podcast itself. So what's the fastest way to get this done? Do they need to record like hours of content, or can they just get started with some easy stuff? What do you feel? Yeah. What do you recommend?
I recommend to do a coming soon, and that is like 60 seconds. And there's multiple reasons why I recommend this. First is for Apple algorithm. And here's the way they judge you. And I know this for a fact, that they judge you based upon downloads and subscription. So subscribe and download it. Also the length of episode listen through. So that being said, when you have a coming soon episode, you got a minute, and everybody that you send there, you know, even people that are half your enemy will listen to a 1 minute of your show. So it's almost guaranteed that you are going to shoot that thing like through the roof with a completion rate that is just amazing. So launch day, get that coming soon in there at the beginning, get an origin story in there so people can go right into the coming soon, into your origin story, hook them in with a good topic that, you know, could make their jaw drop, could, you know, do something like something that nobody knows about me. When I was 15 years old, I participated in a meth lab. And I had a meth lab inside of my bedroom. And so like starting with the story like that is like, you're like a businessman and you're talking about participation in a meth lab. Like, that's nuts. So like get them in a story that that is like kind of shock and awe, or just like something that just really hooks them in. And it could be anything like shocking.
I love that, man. Wow, I didn't know that about you. That's crazy.
All right.
Yeah. See, now I want to go listen to that episode. So, yeah, man, that's amazing. This is all stuff that I wish that I knew when I started my podcast journey, because I didn't know anything about this stuff. And if I were to redo it again, I'd do exactly what you just said. You know, launch that coming soon episode, go into that origin story. And then that third episode should be something, you know, obviously probably industry specific if you can. Like you said, that shock and awe factor is huge. So, you know, like what sets you apart from the rest of the industry? Like what's something mind blowing that you can share with the audience that's going to help them have kind of a epiphany moment that's going to make them want to stick around? So, you know, you got to deliver a lot of value on these episodes. I think that's important. You got to try to show up with your very best information. But again, if you're new to this, if you're watching this, you're a total beginner. And if you were like me when you started podcasting, like I literally didn't have much of a message. You know, I was just getting started. I was still trying to figure that out. And, you know, again, you don't have to, it can be as simple as like, hey, what books did you read this week? You know, share something simple. Like it doesn't have to, you don't have to go crazy here. The habit is you're getting into the habit of publishing content, becoming a podcast host and getting consistent. And, so I think if you're listening to this, you know, do what Tim just outlined. Record that 60-second coming soon episode, you know, record that origin story episode, and then don't get hung up on this, but record that third episode, which is something that's going to be a shock and awe, and it's going to, you know, basically blow their minds. It's going to be the most mind-blowing piece of information you could share. Let's not make this complicated. Get this up on your hosting platform, get it launched. And that's it. So
one thing, a little nugget that I want to give for the intro episode, it doesn't matter what it is. Think of the standard hero's journey story and narrative. We're all familiar with it. Movies use it time and time again, that this hero is born in some kind of underdog circumstances, and they don't really know who they are. They're trying to discover their identity. They go through a major crisis that causes them to discover who they are. And then they start getting equipped with power and strength to overcome the challenges inside of their life. And then there they are overcoming the challenges. And it looks for a moment where they're not going to make it. They're down for the count. And here they come again and rise to the top once again. So, you know, when you're thinking about the story and the narrative, like everybody has a story. They really do. And just capturing what that story is, and just being conquering and overcoming challenges with a positive mind, that's a hero's journey. It really is, because a lot of people are destroyed by those circumstances, you know.
Man, what you're talking about is huge. Like when you share the limiting beliefs that you overcame, and when you share the journey that you went on, it empowers other people to do the same.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's key, tapping into that hero's journey, because that's that's the message that you want to give. So
I love that, man. The hero's journey it's the story of humanity, in a sense. You know, it's the story of Luke Skywalker going to become a Jedi, and Frodo going to destroy the ring. Yeah. And all of it, you know, like it's the most compelling narrative out there, because it is the human story. And so I think that we've given our listener quite a bit to stew on in this episode. So let's take action. Let's take action. What would you recommend if the person's watching this? What should they do?
So, you know, really dissecting what we're talking about here is utilizing that Canva for creating your cover art, finding the platform, you know, getting your coming soon episode. If you're recording, don't get too caught up in that. Get a decent mic, start recording. Every software computer has one. Audacity is free. You can download Audacity. You can record. I record from my phone sometimes, and I just plug my mic in and I record via video, and then I upload it to the cloud, and then I grab the link from the cloud and I engineer it that way. So Like, don't get caught up so much in the ins and outs. Just do it. If you need to download Audacity, go download that. If you want to record from your phone, send it to the cloud, like, do that. Like, just, you know, pick a plan and roll with it.
Yep. And stick to what your consistency is going to be. And let's get this thing out there to the world, because at the end of the day, that's what this is all about. Like, you've got to get consistent. You've got to rewire your brain and say, like, I'm a podcast host now. I have to publish. I have to create content. And yeah, it's a lot of fun. So yeah, record those first three episodes. Don't make this complicated. Get them uploaded to the hosting platform and get it out there. Get it submitted. Well, thanks. And thanks, Tim. And hey, move on to the next video and we'll see you there.
Thank you for listening to Podcast Powertrain.
Are you an alpha entrepreneur who wants to establish a dominant brand by building a top-rated podcast in 14 days or less? If that is you, I encourage you to go to podcastpowertrain.com and fill out an application.
And go to alphapodcasters.com to join the number one social media platform for podcast hosts just like you.
Thank you once again for listening to this episode. Do me a favor. If you like this, subscribe to it. In the Apple app, you can hit the check button that's on the top of the app. If you're on any other app, hit subscribe.
If you like this episode, leave us a 5-star rating and write a review to let us know what you thought. Thank you for listening to Podcast Powertrain. We will see you on the next episode.